Hi, good evening. My name is Sam and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. So are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Am I what?
Hello? Are you a resident, a legal resident of the state of Minnesota by any chance?
Why are you asking, sir? What's this call about?
Like I said, sir, we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. That's why I'm asking you that question.
I'm a Minnesota resident if it's a legitimate poll. What do you
well,
got?
What do you want to know?
Pardon?
Yes, sir. It's actually a poll that we're doing here. The name of the company is Opinion Research. We're not asking for any personal info. We're just asking for opinion about different situations.
Go ahead and ask.
All right. Thank you so much. So are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, based on your opinion?
I didn't hear the question, sir. I'm out of hearing.
No problem. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
What is the what? Did you hear him, Jim? I didn't understand
the
question,
biggest,
sir.
The biggest issue.
What? The biggest issue?
Yes, sir.
Schools. Lack of support of schools.
Okay, here. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environment issue?
Gasoline engines in cars.
All right. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
There's too many to even think about. I don't have a good answer.
Okay, no problem. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? The first one is refining. Would you say it's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
What was the question? What am I rating?
It's excellent, good, just fair, or poor, exactly, and refining.
Fair.
Thank you. What about mining?
Fair.
Thank you. What about agriculture and farming?
I didn't get that. My wife didn't get it either, sir.
Agriculture and farming.
Agriculture and farming.
We're rating them as far as environment goes.
Correct. So how would you rate it? From excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing.
What kind of manufacturing? Medical?
Medical, yes.
Good.
Utilities?
Excellent.
And forest products?
What was the last one?
Forest products.
Can you hear that, sir? We've both missed that one, sir. I can't tell.
Products like products?
Yeah, products.
What kind of products?
Mm-hmm. What kind of products?
Forest.
Forest products?
Yes, sir.
Poor.
Okay, thank you. Let me move on to the next question. Now, how would you rate again from excellent, good, just fair, or poor? The following ad agencies, and groups do in managing forests and Natural Resources in Minnesota. So how would you rate the county land departments on pretty much managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Fair.
What about environmental groups?
Environmental groups?
Yes.
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Forest and Timber Industries?
Fair.
All right. Moving on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
All right. Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economics in the future? Would you say very, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
Not too important.
All right. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
More.
Okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
More.
Okay. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or not?
Not.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impact the environment or not?
What are my options? I'm not sure of the question.
Yes or no, pretty much. So the question is, do you feel, is it possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? So you can tell me yes or no.
No. No.
Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? So your answer is yes or no.
No.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I believe you just asked me if I believe the tree farms are an advantage, and I believe yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, I don't see that as a possible. That's not a good idea.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, not.
All right. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Have I ever been?
If you have ever seen or read or heard any information of news about Minnesota's, okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes.
Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 79,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor company of the Minnesota state economy, sorry, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I think it's a minor component.
All right, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? So would you support or oppose? Support? All right. Good. Right now we have 71% of the survey. That means that we're almost close to finish. Let me continue and appreciate your time again. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
No.
All right. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. So, the first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
No.
All right. Increase the numbers and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Yes.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Yes.
And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're done. So, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Thank you. What is your age?
84.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
City.
You. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, $100,000 plus?
The last one.
All right, thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Retired.
All right, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. All right, well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here, Stan. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.